morning. This is the Happiness Show with Anupma. I believe happiness can be learnt. We all know by now that possessions or material things don't make us happy. Our experiences in life, that is what makes us happy. But I have a slight difference of opinion here. I'm sure you all have heard many times that buying more things like shoes, clothes, car, house, that's not going to make you happy. But if you travel, if you have some particular experience of a new place, that will make you happier. I agree only to a point. Because there are two things. One shoe doesn't fit all. One concept of happiness does not fit all. So there has to be a balance. Perhaps some people do get genuine happiness out of buying certain kind of things, maybe gadgets, maybe shoes, maybe other things which facilitate their passion, like equipment for music, equipment for photography. So you cannot say that every material thing is not going to make you happy. And as far as experiences go, I feel that too much of anything will not make you happy. So while there was this wave that let's get away from the material stuff and travel a lot, have a lot of vacations because those are experiences which make you happier. It's true. Then it becomes something routine, something boring, and you don't enjoy it so much. So my point lies that too much of anything, whether it is material possessions or experiences of certain kind, will bore you and not make you happier anymore. The crux of the issue lies in doing things which are new. Every time you have a new experience, that really makes you happy. Every time you experience something new, even if it's a material thing, you experience happiness. So the quest should be going after things, going after experiences that are new to you. Do you remember that first car you bought? Before that, you did not have a car. Car was a new experience and that really made you happy. The subsequent cars did not make you happy because they were not a new experience. Similarly, if you are doing your foreign vacations every few months, eventually even that is going to bore you. It's no longer a new experience. So what is a new experience? A new experience is learning a new skill, learning a new hobby, maybe doing something which you have not done before, like gardening or singing or painting. So that sweet spot of happiness lies in trying out something new, because the way your brain is wired to experience happiness, you get great joy from a new experience in life, a new something you have learned, a new skill set. Every time you do something new, your brain releases chemicals which really make you happy. So instead of getting carried away in the wave that, okay, I'm not going to buy anymore, I'm going to only spend money on experiences of traveling, of seeing new places, good. But then remember that even that is not guaranteed to give you happiness unless you keep trying something new. Every day of your life, think what new I can do, what new I can learn. And I have a very simple exercise which, if you try every day, you will raise your level of happiness. Every day when you step out of the house to go to your office or any other place, don't take the same route every day. Even if you're going to the same place, change your route a bit. And as you change the route, observe what is on that route. What is there to see? Maybe there are trees and flowers which you had not noticed before. And everything you notice for the first time becomes a new experience. So it's pretty simple. Just take a different route, you know, and be mindful of things which are on that route. Instead of blindly, you know, taking the same route and reaching the same destination without observing what is on the way. Step back to look at a flower and notice something new about it. I'm sure anything you look at with these eyes, you'll find something new. And that new experience is the one which is going to make you happier. The point is, it is the newness of the experience which makes you happy. So what are you going to look at the first thing after this podcast and find something new in it? Because if you do that, immediate surge of joy is yours. That's my promise. So this is all in the Happiness Show with Coach Anupma. Do send me your feedback on makehappyfoundations@gmail.com. Bye-bye. See you. Love you.